You asked for it, you got it.
You guys ready?
It's time for Mandatory Metallica.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
We're somewhat of a heavy band.
Hey, Ma! Hey, Ma, look, it's me!
Thanks a lot for, I want to thank all the stakes for coming around finally and understanding what the hell Metallica is all about.
Metallica rules! Metallica is the heavy! James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, Robert Trujillo, Jason Newsted, and Cliff Burton. It is my sincere honor to induct you all into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Welcome to Mandatory Metallica. I'm your host, JJ, back after a week off. I had that nasty flu bug last week, so you got a nice best of episode. But I'm here, and Metallica, COVID-19 conspiracy theory with Taylor Swift. That's what I got to talk about tonight. So apparently the flu medication's still running wild through my system, and I'm on a NyQuil drunk. There you go. No, I'm just kidding. But and I do have that as a story. But before we get there, let's just kick it off hard and heavy. It's Holier Than Thou off the Black Album, Mandatory Metallica on the cue.
We'll be right back. limit your imagination, keep you where they must. Do you feel what I feel? Bitter in distress. Who decides what you express? Do you take what I take? Endurance is the word. Moving back instead of forward seems to me absurd. Doesn't matter what you see or in doing what you read. You can do it your own way. If it's done just how I say. Independence limited. Freedom, a choice is made for you, my friend. Freedom, a speech and words that they will bend. Freedom with their exception. Do you fear what I fear? Living properly. Truth to you, a lie to me. Do you choose what I choose? More alternatives. Energy derives from both the plus and negative. Do you need what I need? Boundaries overthrow. Look inside to each his own. Do you trust what I trust? Me, myself, and I. Penetrate the smoke screen, I see through the selfish lie. Doesn't matter what you see, or in doing what you read. You can do it your own way, if it's done just how I say. We'll be right back.
is how I say.
Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. That was the Eye of the Beholder. And it's only because I've got a legal story to talk about. It's JJ. And so here it is. The conspiracy theory of Metallica versus Taylor Swift, and it all has to do with COVID-19. So last week, Metallica lost their $3 million lawsuit against Lloyd's of London, who insured their concert in 2020 in South America, and it didn't happen. And I'm sure the business side of the band decided to go after their insurance. The insurance company said, we can't because it was because of a communicable disease, COVID-19, blah, 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 blah. Here's where the conspiracy theory comes out in me. The judge in the case said, in short, ventilators were in short supply and masks were all but non-existent and patients were being treated in tents in hospital. People were terrified. So they, the insurance company did not have to pay the $3 million that the band lost. But then the judge in the case shift gears and quoted Taylor Swift. Literally, in her decision, to paraphrase Taylor Swift, we were there, we remember it all too well. I don't know that song lyric, apparently, but here's where this is a conspiracy theorist, Taylor Swift versus Metallica. Last summer, fast forward to post-COVID, and we're all back out in the world, we're having fun, Taylor Swift played the Coliseum in L.A., and she set the record. She did. Then Metallica came to town on the M72 tour and just blew Tay-Tay right out of the water. So I think the Swifties had it out for Metallica, and this case should all just be the judge is biased and not partial. I'm just kidding. It stinks that they lost, but $3 million is honestly a drop in the bucket for those guys, so it is what it is. I hope at least all the employees that lost out on wages got paid and we've all got survived and made it to 2024. All right, this is Mandatory Metallica. I'm your host, JJ. We're going to take a break. When I come back, you got it right on the nose. Ding, ding, ding. More Metallica. Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. I'm your host, JJ. Before the weather breaks, some Sabracadabra, a cover of Black Sabbath, and Metallica, no stranger to covers. They've covered a lot of bands over the years. The Misfits, Diamond Head, Budgie, Bob Seger, Motorhead, Black Sabbath, just to name a few. The Ramones, the Merciful Fate. I mean, the list just kind of Deep Purple. It just goes on and on. Lynyrd Skynyrd. I almost played Tuesday's Gone, but I decided on that one. The reason I did that is because last week Metallica got the chance to honor Elton John and Bernie Taupin. I hope I say that right. I'm not so great with names. But John and Taupin received the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song from the Library of Congress on a ceremony March 20th, and Metallica was there and paid tribute. They did a cover of Funeral of a Friend for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding, the opening tracks from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road in 73. It's going to premiere on April 8th at 8 p.m. on PBS. So if you don't have PBS, you're just going to have to tune into the show and I'll get you a recording of it to play here on the airwaves, because that's what I do. But, you know, it was just, there's a clip of it on the internet and I'm actually excited after watching this clip. It's a just like a 20-second blurb. It's really not worth me playing for you, but it was really cool. I'm looking forward to see the Metallica tribute to Elton John and Bernie Taupin. That's going to be pretty good. But as I have raised my children, you can't appreciate an awesome cover until you know the original. So we're going to go away from Metallica for just 11-some minutes here. And here's the opening track from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John from 1973, Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding. Mandatory Metallica on the Cue.
Thank you.
There's Elton John on Mandatory Metallica. Not words you'd ever thought you'd hear. It's Q100 Michigan with JJ. And if you didn't hear the introduction to that segment of the show, you're going to have to go and listen to the podcast. Go to Q100Michigan.com, go under Features, look for Mandatory Metallica, and I'll have the show posted here tonight, and you can get the explanation, because Metallica has covered that song you just heard, Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding. It's going to premiere to the world on April 8th. So you want the full story? Go listen to the podcast. I already did it once, but not doing it again. It's Mandatory Metallica with JJ. I'm going to take a break, and when I return, we will close out with some hard and heavy Metallica. We'll be right back. Ride the Lightning on Mandatory Metallica. It's Q100 Michigan with JJ. And I told you we were going to come back from that break with something good and heavy. And I think that one did the trick. If that one didn't, we're going to close the show with another one that's good and hard and heavy. It's Disposable Heroes. Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan.
Boy, made a play, now an empty shell. 21, only You might.